Before we get started, just
Yep.
so we know who you are, can I first ask, are you acting under your oath today?
What is in the oath I
Your
take
oath
to the
you took as
Queen?
of,
Yeah.
yes,
So,
good.
yeah.
And for the record, can we have your name and your badge number? And also, are you stationed here in this police station?
Yep, so my name's Steve Wynn. My collar number is 1524, and yes, I am stationed at Market Harbour Police Station.
Okay, thank you. So the reason we're here today, and you may or may not know this, I gather maybe not,
Okay.
the COVID-19 vaccinations are
Yep.
now under criminal investigation with CID Police Station in
Okay.
Hammersmith in London. So, Met Police investigation. This has come
Yep.
about as a result of the catastrophic death and injury figures to both adults and children across the UK.
Yep.
We have a Metropolitan Police case number, which I can give to you later.
Yep.
Also, this case has been acknowledged by the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
Yeah.
We have an application reference number for that as well. The
Yeah.
filing has been acknowledged by the International Criminal Court on the 6th of December 2021.
Yeah.
We also have 1,100 pieces of evidence to present to you today.
To present to me.
Well, we can email it
Okay.
over,
Because again, obviously, you've already got the Hague and the Met Police dealing with it, and I'm not saying we won't look at it, but
Yes.
obviously I'm a small player compared to
Of
some of those
course.
characters, so
Yes,
yeah,
of
so
course. But, just letting you know, we
yeah,
have
no,
the
that's
evidence
fine,
to
yeah.
forward to you if you need it. So, as far as we're aware, all chief constables around the UK should now be aware of this case because, of course, it's an international situation.
Yeah.
And that is why we're here today, to ensure that you here at this police station and in the surrounding areas are aware of, and are upholding your duty and oath to protect the people of the UK.
Okay.
There is significant and irrefutable forensic evidence and hundreds of witness statements from victims, whistleblowers, and experts to confirm serious harm, injury, and death caused by the COVID-19 vaccines. This evidence is currently being gathered by Hammersmith Police. It is my understanding that they are overwhelmed with the amount of people coming forward to make statements. Now, if you were wondering, which I'm sure you are, why you have not yet heard about this, there is a deliberate.
Just a quick one. These are being stuck. Yeah, that's fine. Obviously, I'm passing this though. These details on to the inspector because
Yeah,
I want
fine.
it
Yeah.
ultimately to the
Fine,
street today.
Martin.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's okay. There is a deliberate blanket campaign of misinformation underway by the government and the mainstream media.
Yeah.
The UK government controls mainstream media, and senior government ministers, civil servants, and the media are implicated in the following alleged crimes. And evidence to support that has been submitted to Hammersmith CID. Crimes being cited are misfeasance in public office, misconduct in public office, conspiracy to commit grievous bodily harm, conspiracy to administer a poisonous and noxious substance to cause serious harm and death, gross negligence manslaughter, corporate manslaughter, corruption, fraud, blackmail, murder, conspiracy to commit murder, terrorism, genocide, torture, crimes against humanity, false imprisonment, multiple breaches of our human rights, war crimes, multiple breaches of the Nuremberg Code 1947, multiple breaches of the Human Rights Act 1998, and I believe treason will also be added to that list a little later on down the line. I'm just going to have a sip of
That's fine.
water. 2 seconds, sorry.
Quite a long list, to be fair.
It is, yes. So, As you can see, this could potentially be the world's largest criminal investigation.
Yep.
It is now underway.
Okay.
It is just beginning. And it is also taking place in numerous countries around the world. And the evidence is overwhelming and irrefutable.
Mm-hmm.
So, in accordance with Section 3 of the Criminal Law Act 1967, we now call upon you to assist us in the closure of all vaccine centres within your jurisdiction. The Criminal Law Act 1967 Section 3 states, a person may use such force as is reasonable in the circumstances in the prevention of crime or in effecting or assisting in the lawful arrest of offenders or suspected offenders or of persons unlawfully at large. These gene therapy drugs are the murder weapon. This is the weapon that the UK government is using to hurt, maim, and kill millions of people in the UK. The evidence must be seized by the police as part of this investigation. It is incumbent upon you to do that without fail in all police jurisdictions around the UK. The Criminal Law Act 1967 gives any man or woman the authority and the power to prevent crime. We also have authority to use force as is reasonable, necessary, and proportionate in order to prevent that crime from happening. You may be resistant to this. However, there is now a live criminal investigation in place. You have a duty to protect the people. You are public servants who we pay with public taxes and public money. You work for us. If crime, injury, serious harm, and death is being committed, it is incumbent upon you in your office of constable on oath, which you swore to protect us, the people, from said harm. If you are in attendance, it is your duty to gather evidence and seize the weapon, which in this case are the vaccine vials. These vaccine vials should then be taken into protective custody and detained in your property evidence stores to be independently forensically tested as a matter of urgency. This is a fact in law. The law is the same whether you are a police constable in uniform or whether you are a citizen, a man or woman that is sovereign. The police have a duty. That duty is to respond and act accordingly. If the police fail to do their job, they are committing an offence of misconduct in public office and perverting the course of justice. If they know offenders are responsible for these crimes and they do anything to assist those offenders or prevent those crimes from being detected or deliberately frustrate the criminal investigation, they are also guilty of an offence of assisting a known offender. May I remind you that you work for the people. You do not work for the government. It is the government ministers, the civil servants, and the media bosses who are committing these disgusting and heinous atrocities against millions of people throughout the United Kingdom. It is ridiculous to expect us to address members of parliament. They are the very people committing these crimes. We do not speak to the offenders. That is the job of the police, and these people must be arrested. So, we now demand that you assist us in forcing all vaccine centres within your jurisdiction to cease and desist with immediate effect. We expect you to be in attendance with us at local vaccine sites so that we can bring a halt to any further crimes, serious harm, injury, and death. We also demand that you make an official public statement to the people of the UK, making them aware of this criminal investigation, warning of the dangers of this experimental drug, and inviting them to come forward to provide further evidence of vaccine injury, harm, and death. And finally, we can now provide you with all the legal documents in relation to this case, the crime numbers, any forensic evidence you may need, so that we can swiftly move this case forward.
Okay, thank you. I mean, if you've got a crime number from the Met, I'll quite happily take that.
Yeah. So the crime number is... 2 seconds.
That's fine.
Where do I put it? Okay, it is 60...
Yep.
29.
Yep.
679.
Yep.
/21.
And this is from Hammersmith.
It is, yes. CID.
Lovely. Are you looking to make a report in addition to Leicestershire Police as well? Or are you happy that's been dealt with by Hammersmith?
We want all police stations around the country to be actively involved in this investigation and start to gather information, because this isn't just happening in London. People around the whole of the UK are dying and being injured. Yeah. And so you have a responsibility to ensure that this is stopped. So every single police force should be proactive in this.
What's your proposal? Obviously, you've read that to me. I've got no issue with that. I'll respond to that in a minute. What do you propose to do now or after you spoke to me?
Well, what we'd like to do is go to the vaccine centres, anywhere that's administering vaccines, as soon as possible, and have your support in having that stopped.
Okay.
Because it is an investigation, and whilst there's an investigation for such serious crimes, if we leave it, more people can be injured and die.
Okay. Obviously, what you're asking is a very complex thing.
It is.
And I sit here as a small cog in a very big wheel.
I know.
So I cannot give you any promises, reassurances, or allocation of staff. I've literally been told to come out to each of it, which I'm more than happy to do. And hopefully I've gave you a time and a service of what you've done. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my email address. You're more than happy to send all that over to me. Do you want me to read it out?
Yes,
as go?
Please. Hold on. Let me just... Glasses. That's okay, fine. Go.
So Stephen with a PH. So STEPHEN.
Yeah.
Dot Wynn, WINN, at, it goes on a bit, Leicestershire.
Leicestershire. Yep.
Dot PNN, Papa November, November.
PNN.
Dot police. Dot UK. And all of that will then land with me. I will then share that with our inspector, who sadly isn't here today.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he will speak high up to the chain.
Yeah.
Because again, what... You know, everything has to be sort of planned and allocated. We only have X number of staff. And equally, we have to look at obviously what's been asking, the reasonable nature of it, the crime investigation, probably speak to the Met, see what their proposals are,
exactly.
And see what's going on. Because it's very easy for someone to come in and obviously make a complaint, make an allegation, make a report. We can't always then instantaneously react to everything,
every
component of that they want. But you are right, we do uphold the law, we are here to protect life and limb, amongst many of our other roles, safeguarding and looking after vulnerable people. So hopefully that gives you some reassurance that we do take reports seriously. If this needs to be reported on Leicestershire Police Systems, we will do.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got your details to get back to that. And again, I don't know if the master report from the Met is enough, or whether we need to report, whether we need to record one individually within Leicestershire as well.
Yes.
And again, I'll take guidance to get back to you. Will we be able to deploy with you now to a vaccine centre? I very much doubt that.
Yes.
But I don't know how long you're willing to wait for an answer, or whether we get back to you, or what the group is doing, or the deployment of it, or if you're going to go to another police station after here.
We probably will go to numerous police stations because it's, you know, we know the nature of the beast here is it's going to be hushed up, and we can't allow that to happen when such a loss of life.
I'm sitting here allowing you to do this. I've got no idea where you're going to post this, what you're going to do with it, and nor is that my issue or responsibility.
No, well, we're just recording it basically to educate people, because people, as we know, we've seen what's on the media, and it's all just...
Yeah, I mean,
people are being silenced. I know people who have been injured and they are being silenced, and it's heartbreaking. It just makes me want to cry.
And it's difficult for me to comment because I'm not a scientist. I'm not medically trained.
Yes.
You could give me two different reports and I have to take them.
Of course, I realise that. And that's what I said to the chap out there. I'm not here to share. It's not a personal opinion. But people are, you know, I'm not here to be right or wrong. But people are dying and it needs to stop.
And the police
and that's just a matter of humanity, not opinion.
We're fact gatherers. We present the evidence. To obviously the CPS
or of course.
So whoever, and you are, we are impartial, and hopefully you see that we will hold whoever needs to be held to account Does that answer all of your questions?
For it now? Does.
I don't mean to just palm you off. And
no,
and
well, I realise. I mean, you don't know what you're dealing with. I know. I realise that. But that's absolutely fine by us. You can't change this. Just turn this on the spin of a coin. You need to be informed about what's actually going on. And
that's fine.
Yes.
And I say, I will refer up and you'll see evidence of that.
Yes.
Because you'll get contact.
Yeah.
And I imagine as you move around the police stations, I don't know what form of response you'll get.
Yeah.
But it probably will be fairly uniform that we need to speak to people.
Of course.
We need to refer up the chain.
Of course.
And obviously, I'm assuming as well, if it is an organised group, there's different counties doing this up and down.
I think everyone everywhere will be doing it because
do you represent an organisation?
No.
You're just
we're just individuals. We're just people who care. We just don't want to see
and the
children. They're just going to start vaccinating the little children. There's no excuse for that.
No. Okay.
Children should not die because they're not at risk. It's just unforgivable.
No. And again, I share your frustrations, you know, I understand your empathy, but I can't give you an answer.
That's absolutely fine, and we weren't coming for an answer. It's literally to bring awareness of the magnitude of what is before us, and every single one of us has a role, every single one of us, no matter whether the man on the street or whatever our role is in society, we all have a responsibility to the rest of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We
do. And I get that along with many other challenges in life at the minute. You know, there's many things, aren't there?
Of course there is.
Global warming, that's all going on as well. So I completely get where you're coming from. Are you happy the conversation ended?
Absolutely happy. I'm happy, yes, completely happy. I look forward to hearing from you. Yeah.
Or higher up from me, because to be fair, if you hear from me again, I can't probably give you any more answers than I've already given you now.
Yes.
If I do need to come back to you because others are unavailable, I will. But once I say goodbye, and I'll obviously see you out, and then I'll refer this back up because of obviously what you said to me and the magnitude of the report you're making and the links with obviously the Criminal Investigation Court, you know, The Hague and the Met.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely fine. More than happy.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
I'll just put this mask back on while we move through the building. Thank you for your time.
And
Thank you for talking to me. I don't mean to trivialise this as in...
No, I realise you've got your hands tied. I mean, there's not much you can do, is there? Because you don't know what you're dealing with really at the moment.
No, I don't know what the
And you're not in the position to make decisions at that level.
No, and sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's a bad thing.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Yes.
So we need
well,
to
thank you so much anyway for seeing us. I really appreciate it.
So,
have I got everything?